A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, May 11th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 56 degrees.
A delay-free drive on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, what can be done to get tourism in Utah cities and urban areas back on track? Recent data shows tourism is up in the state's rural areas, like state and national parks, but the cities aren't faring nearly as well. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, a new report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says there was an increase in the number of passengers going through Salt Lake International in March. However, even with that increase, travel was still at only 62% of what it was in March of last year. It also says hotels in Salt Lake City still only about half full right now. But the report also says that Salt Lake City has a few things working in its favor, like a brand new airport and a new convention hotel that's scheduled to open next year. But analysts say it's hard to really know exactly how COVID vaccines will boost the state's tourism. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Officials with AAA are predicting a big increase in travel for Memorial Day weekend. Their latest projections find 60% increase in overall travel when compared to the holiday weekend last year.
The reason why we're expecting to see a big jump this year in travel is because we're starting to see more growing consumer confidence in the vaccine rollout.
Aldo Vasquez with AAA says Utah and neighboring states should experience over a 50% increase in car travel and a nearly 600% increase in air travel when compared to last Memorial Day weekend. Developing news on KSL News Radio, Utah Governor Spencer Cox and a half dozen of his counterparts from around the country are meeting at this hour with President Biden. They are talking about best practices in response to the COVID-19 vaccine effort. Governor Cox today told the president about Utah's outreach efforts, including reaching out to family medical providers and church and community leaders, whom Cox says are more trusted than people in government. More developing news. Unified Police have released the name of a man who drowned in a private pond on Walker Lane in Holiday. He's identified as 35-year-old Melvin Danilo Castro. Police say Castro and some other friends had gone out on the pond with some kayaks on Monday. His kayak flipped over and he never resurfaced. Police say Castro was not wearing a life jacket. KSL's top national stories this half hour. A Senate subcommittee is digging into the threat posed by cyber attacks. The meeting today was scheduled before the current Colonial Pipeline attack was discovered. But Ohio Senator Rob Portman says the U.S. is woefully underprepared for such attacks, and the criminals are making a mockery of it.
FireEye, the company who discovered the SolarWinds hack, was breached itself. FireEye is one of the firms folks call on when they discover a breach. So here are the very people we call on when we get hacked, got hacked themselves.
Portman calls the pipeline attack potentially the most substantial and damaging attack on U.S. infrastructure ever. Seven children and two adults are dead after a school shooting in Russia. The gunman has been detained by police. ABC's Moscow correspondent Patrick Reivel has the latest.
A gunman attacked the school when it was filled with hundreds of children. Videos from the scene show children jumping from third-story windows to escape. Panicked parents running to the school to try to find their kids. Police stormed the building and detained the shooter, a 19-year-old man. Russian media have reported he may be an ex-student at the school. They found recent social media posts where the alleged attacker calls himself a god and threatens mass killings. Patrick Reivel, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Other national stories KSL is following. And Senate lawmakers on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee are hearing from federal health officials on what's next in the battle against COVID-19. In her opening statement, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky had a promise and an appeal to Americans.
My promise is that CDC will continue to follow the science as our guide And my appeal is to implore everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible as the fastest way to end this pandemic.
Dr. Walensky says the CDC continues to revisit and update its guidance for people who are vaccinated. State lawmakers in Texas hope to draw a roadmap for the next pandemic. ABC's Jim Ryan says legislators want a greater say.
When Texas was staring down the barrel of a 14% COVID positivity rate, Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order.
We know that we cannot continue to open up businesses in Texas.
Infuriating many of his fellow Republicans, like State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
In a pandemic, you will not government your way out of it. Government does not have the solutions to fix all the problems.
The Texas House has approved a measure to prohibit future governors from imposing statewide mandates without input from state lawmakers. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Salt Lake City's mayor has signed an executive order requiring masks be worn by city employees and by members of the public in city facilities. There are exceptions, including outside areas where there is physical distancing. The mayor has pledged to issue the order after statewide mandates expired. Coming up on KSL, a whale in London will... had to be rescued. We're going to have the latest on that story. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A crash on 90th South at 2700 West. I'm Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Newstime, 1205.
Your daytime companions.
Tiny villages for people experiencing homelessness.
People are worried. What's this going to look like?
The new boss sounds an awful lot like the old boss.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
This is the year to forget about housework, yard work, and all the hassles of home ownership. At Trio Independent Senior Living, their residents enjoy the best of senior living with none of the stress. Drop into a group exercise class, join them for an afternoon of exciting games, or take in a movie with some of your Trio friends. Find a new hobby or rekindle a lifelong passion, all while the Trio staff cooks and serves you excellent meals and takes care of all of your housekeeping and maintenance needs. It's time to come home to the award-winning Trio Senior Living in Orem, Utah. The way independent senior living should be. Visit their website today to get a tour and see how Trio can improve your outlook and your lifestyle. Just visit TrioOrem.com and ask about their limited-time free rent special. T-R-E-E-O, Orem.com. Trio, independent senior living.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway, including hotel stay, gas card, and dining, so you can take your family on that vacation you've been missing. I know you love traveling around as much as I do. Come in and get a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown and head out on a summer road trip. Or choose as low as 0% for up to 6 years on new cars, or get as low as 0.9 on used cars. The weather is warming up and the deals have never been hotter. And have you seen our new electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV? It's fast, powerful, and a fraction of the cost of other electric vehicles. Build and reserve yours today on our website with only a $100 deposit. Or come check it out at Volkswagen Southtown. We have an incredible selection of cars, trucks, SUVs in all makes and models. Get to Volkswagen Southtown during the sizzling summer sales event and get ready for your summer road trip. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, travel and tourism is expected to get back on track this summer, starting this Memorial Day. Officials say to expect an increase in travel for the holiday weekend. California's governor is declaring a drought emergency in most of his state. Governor Newsom is extending an emergency declaration to cover 41 of the 58 counties. Most of the West is experiencing an extreme or exceptional drought right now. Newsom is also proposing a $5.1 billion package to cover an immediate crisis response. Utah's governor also issued a drought executive order last month. A young minke whale that found itself trapped in London's Thames River over the weekend has been euthanized. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
Various organizations came together to try and rescue this 13-foot mink whale. And while they were able to free the whale from where it was stuck, the whale slipped back into the water while it was being moved. As they worked to recapture the whale, rescuers found the whale's health had deteriorated to the point it would not have survived being brought back out to sea. The baby whale was first found stranded in the river on Sunday night, hundreds of miles away from where the river meets the North Sea. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S. Mint is looking to put the first woman on a quarter, and they're looking for input. National Women's History Museum wants to know your ideas for the new American Women Quarters program. So far, poet Maya Angelou and astronaut Sally Ride have earned the honor. Coins with their images will be out next year. NASA has a spacecraft returning to Earth, and it'll land right here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobeg breaks down the extraterrestrial mission.
Back in October, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected a handful of rocky soil from the surface of the asteroid Bennu. Now it's returning home with the sample. The two-year cruise back to Earth is just a short 200 million-mile trip. It's scheduled to arrive back home in 2023, where it'll release its sample capsule right overhead to land by parachute in the Utah desert. And that's not the only Utah connection. The OSIRIS-REx has three high-resolution cameras on board, built at the Space Dynamics Lab in Logan. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Fun to be part of space history. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a nice start to our noontime drive if you're on the Valley Freeways, where we have no accidents and no delays. But a couple of surface street problems to watch for. One, a crash at 90th South, 2700 West. Then we have an accident with injuries, and this one involves a motorcycle. You want to use caution here. It's going to be just south of 3700 South and just to the side of 30th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on your weather. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine today. 64 is the high. 74 tomorrow in sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Gotta admit, I love those forecasts where they say a lot of sunshine. And a lot of sunshine right now. 56 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, the death toll continues to climb as Israel and Palestine clash. We're going to have the latest coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber, with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Do you have problems with your feet? Do you experience numbness in your feet? Do your feet tingle? Do you find it hard to golf anymore? Does it feel like you're increasing in your handicap? Have you been told you have neuropathy? Has it spread your hands yet and affecting any activity that you want to do? Have you tried drugs and other treatments that didn't help? Or have you been told you've got to live with this and nothing can be done? If you've answered yes to any of these, you're in luck. You're going to want to write this down. 801-917-0900. That's 801-917-0900. Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Singleton, and every day I see patients in my office who have suffered for years from neuropathy and are finally getting the relief the right way. In my office, my goal is to find the cause of your problem. So call me now at 801-917-0900 to schedule a free consultation with me to see if you qualify for up to 2 free visits to see if this revolutionary drug-free treatment can help you, or go to painreliefneuropathy.com to schedule your appointment now. That's painreliefneuropathy.com to have a better game this year.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Tourism numbers are great in rural Utah, but the numbers are severely lagging in the cities. A new report shows hotels in Salt Lake are still roughly half full. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox and five other governors are meeting with President Biden right now. The governors are discussing how the vaccination distribution is going and what has been working. We are monitoring the meeting. We will bring you the latest as Governor Cox speaks with the president. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a surface street crash in West Jordan at 90th South, 2700 West. But if you're hitting the highways, Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today, 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And 56 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. is racing to vaccinate, with 58% of adults having at least one dose of COVID-19 shot. President Biden today holding a virtual meeting with a bipartisan group of governors to help reach the goal of 70% vaccinated by July 4th. The president says vaccination sites will shift to micro-targeting, harder-to-reach areas, and address vaccine hesitancy.
Things like phone banking, door-to-door canvassing, pop-up vaccination sites in workplaces and houses of worship.
A new key age group now able to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA giving the green light for emergency use for ages 12 to 15. ABC News medical contributor and chief innovation officer at Boston Children's Hospital, Dr. John Brownstein.
16 million more Americans will be added to the eligibility, and this is really going to help drive us towards population immunity, but more importantly, protecting them. This is an important step in protecting our children.
In Israel, air raid sirens are sounding this hour near Tel Aviv. Intense fighting continuing between Israeli forces and Hamas, the biggest escalation in 7 years. The Colonial Pipeline temporarily shut down after a ransomware attack affecting supplies at gas stations in parts of the South and Mid-Atlantic states. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency there. You're listening to ABC News.
And let's go in depth now on that dramatic escalation of violence in the Middle East. Hamas has fired hundreds of rockets at Israel, who has responded with airstrikes. ABC's Martha Raddatz has the latest as the death count grows.
Overnight, a deadly barrage from Israeli forces lighting up the skies over Gaza. And in the West Bank, warning sirens echoing through Bethlehem. Earlier, Palestinian militant groups firing more than 200 rockets into Israel, several targeting Jerusalem. Most of the Hamas rockets stopped by Israel's missile defense system, or they fell short. Israelis scattering at the sacred Western Wall as warning sirens rang out. Children on both sides forced to hide from airstrikes. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying a red line had been crossed. But the militant group Hamas had been warning for days it would strike unless Israel pulled its forces back from Islamic holy sites in Jerusalem. Israeli strikes reportedly killing at least 23 people, including 9 children. Israel saying the dead were militants. At least 6 Israelis were reported injured. Tensions have been escalating over Israeli moves to evict Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem. They boiled over as more than 100 worshipers and protesters were injured as Israeli police stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque using tear gas and rubber bullets.
The U.S. Secretary of State is urging all sides to de-escalate, but no signs of that yet. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's get you up to date on the noon hour drive. Ricky Meese, any problem spots?
On the Valley Freeways, that's where we have a really good drive in progress. Now, we do have some delays popping up on 5600 West both directions. This is really between I-80 and, I'm going to say, about 700 South, 900 South. From California Avenue on south, you're back to a good drive, so that may be a train holding up traffic. A couple of surface street crashes, one in West Jordan, 90th South, 2700 West. The other one is a crash with injuries. This is going to be just to the side of 3700 South and 30th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
On the sunshine today, 64. Tomorrow, 74 in the sun and 83 Thursday. Again, mostly sunny. 84 on Friday. Again, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy on Saturday. We're up to 81. More clouds on Sunday. A few showers and 75. And more clouds Monday, 77. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 56 degrees, temperatures going up, markets going down. The Dow right now down by 538 points. That's a percent and a half. A complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1220.
You step on the trail. The harmony begins. Each footfall its own percussion. The trees swaying in the breeze like notes echoing in the concert hall. As you climb, momentum builds. The music surrounds you. You're there. The peak. The finale. The symphony is everywhere. Experience a live performance at a Bravenel Hall or stream from the comfort of your home. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. Coming up in May at a Bravenel Hall, Beethoven's Symphony 1 and guest soloist Damare McGill perform Jolivet's Suite en Concert, May 20th through the 22nd. And our 2021 season concludes with Copeland's Appalachian Spring, May 27th through 29th. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For our $55 drain cleaning special, we'll stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Oh, Amanda, our friends at UCCU are thrilled to announce the opening of a couple of new branches, one in Draper, one in Harriman.
And to celebrate, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
For those who don't know what a UTV is, it stands for Utility Terrain Vehicle, also known as side-by-side, and it means fun for you and your family this spring and summer.
I saw this one, and it's beautiful, too. And entering is so easy, and it only takes a minute.
To enter to win, just stop by either one of UCCU's new branches.
In Draper, they're at 123rd South, or in Harriman, they're located on Rosecrisp Road.
You can also enter now by visiting uccu.com. It only takes a minute. Again, uccu.com.
Plus, right now, when you transfer the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or you pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
Why shop for loans anywhere else than the low-rate leader? The more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you're going to save. Visit uccu.com to learn more or start saving today. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 1224. A new scam will try to scare you into thinking that you've been tied to a crime. The caller pretends to be a law enforcement agent and tells the target that their bank accounts are in danger and must be emptied. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has the story of one person who has fallen victim.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation with warnings to consumers about scammers impersonating government agents, including the Drug Enforcement Administration.
We found an abandoned car on the south border of Texas. And that car contained some blood and drug residues inside it. The car was rented on your name.
The DEA says the scammer then tells their target if they hand over their money, they can avoid prosecution and keep their money safe.
The DEA and other law enforcement agencies say they will never ask a citizen for payment or demand them to empty a bank account. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Target is launching a new meatless food line. The plant-based foods will include some meat alternatives, but will also have things like vegan spreads, oat milk, and dips. Tyson Foods is raising wages as demand for chicken soars. The company also says they are seeing a high rate of absent employees during the pandemic. KSL Drives, Ford is revealing a new all-electric F-150. It's named Lightning and will go on sale in 2022. Ford hasn't released any technical details, but says it will be the most powerful F-150 in the lineup. And taking a look at your money at this moment, boy, the Dow is down more than 500 points as a tech-led sell-off is spilling into the broader markets. The Dow down by 503, nearly a full percent and a half. Sitting right now at 34,239, S&P 500 down by 39 points, and the NASDAQ down by 13. The presumed owner of a full-grown tiger is in custody after he fled from police with the big cat in his vehicle. ABC's Jim Ryan says investigators have a long list of questions.
Keeping a tiger in his house might be the least interesting thing about 26-year-old Victor Cuevas. After initially losing him in a pursuit, police did eventually catch Cuevas. But where's the tiger?
That's a good question,
says Cuevas lawyer Michael Elliott. He claims that his client doesn't own the cat, but that
we were working with the federal and state authorities to try to lead them and give them information we had about the owner of the tiger.
Instead, Houston police arrested Cuevas and transferred him to adjacent Fort Bend County, where he's out on bail for the murder of a man in 2017. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A tiger living in his house? And now we don't know where the tiger is. Ooh, what a strange story. Still to come, we're going to update your drive. Not quite as strange. We're looking at a good-looking day today. This week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 50 callers.
Your mornings may look like this.
You ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda.
Good morning.
Then you run errands listening to Dave and Dujanovic in the car.
Your afternoons may look like this.
You stream KSL on your computer to catch Boyd Matheson and then Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
My Minute of News.
Everyone's days look different these days.
But KSL News Radio, well, we're still your all-day companion for news.
For news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find a site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on your drive, here's Ricky Meese.
Looking good on the Valley freeways, but crews are still working on two surface street crashes, one at 90th South, 2700 West. The other is a crash with injuries approximately 30th West, 3700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Lots of sunshine today. High temperatures in the 60s, right about 64. Tomorrow, we're going to jump up some 10 degrees to 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, sunshine and 57 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, high school graduations will be much different than last year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Jordan School District spokeswoman Sandy Riesgraf says they surveyed their students this year to see what they wanted.
And the vast majority said, we really want to be together. And that really was the bottom line here.
Alpine School District spokesman David Stevenson says it's the same thing for them.
One of the biggest requests of our students has been that they get to have this celebration with their friends and fellow students.
Jordan will keep the graduation parades. The community liked those. Most school districts are going to hold these ceremonies outside in their football stadiums or at a professional stadium like Rio Tinto. Others have booked larger indoor venues like the Huntsman Center and D Event Center. They'll allow a limited number of tickets per family. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Another sign of things returning to normal. Officials with AAA are expecting a big increase in travel for Memorial Day weekend. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Specifically, they're expecting more than 37 million people to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday weekend at the end of May. If that holds true, it would represent a 60% increase from that time last year. Additionally, Aldo Vasquez with AAA says plenty of people from Utah and neighboring states should be on the move.
We expect about a 61% increase in total travel, about a 53% increase in car travel, 570% increase in air travel.
While the projections for this year represent a massive leap forward from last year, the overall travel expectations are still down about 13% when compared to 2019. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden will announce new steps in the effort to get more Americans vaccinated. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with details.
President Biden today will highlight new efforts to get Americans vaccinated and meet his goal of 70% of American adults getting at least one shot by July 4th. Ride-sharing companies Lyft and Uber will give free rides to anyone going to a vaccination site. This promo will start in 2 weeks and will run through July 4th. The president will announce that some of the country's largest community colleges will host vaccination sites for students, staff, and local residents through the end of June. Mr. Biden will also highlight immediately available FEMA funding for states to help with efforts to promote vaccines, including phone banks, door-to-door canvassing, and pop-up vaccine sites at workplaces and churches. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox and the governors of five other states met virtually today with President Biden to talk about what is working and what is not working in their states in the COVID vaccination efforts. Governor Cox told the president that basing vaccine numbers on a percentage of the population doesn't work well in Utah, where we have the youngest population.
That's not exactly the right metric to be using, but we're very excited for the announcement to allow younger people to get vaccinated because Utah has more of them than anywhere else. Mr. President, we're really good at having kids here.
Cox also addressed vaccine hesitancy, saying that they are trying to reach out to individual doctors and religious and community leaders who people trust more than they do government leaders. Other national stories KSL is following. U.S. employers posted a record number of available jobs in March, saying there were 8.1 million job openings. That is the most on record dating back to December 2000. The enormous number of openings will likely add fuel to a political dispute about whether the extra $300 in weekly federal unemployment aid is discouraging those from out of work from seeking new jobs. An elderly Asian man has been attacked in Northern California as police note a rise in such cases. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
Help! Help! Teenagers giggle as they attack and rob an 80-year-old Asian man who's calling out for help. Caught on a home surveillance camera in the Bay Area city of San Leandro, the elderly man got knocked to the ground by the two teens. Police say the suspects who took off are as young as 16. San Leandro Police Lieutenant Ali Khan says the past year has been violent involving Asian victims.
We saw an almost 300% increase in crimes towards our Asian and Pacific Islander community members.
In response, his department is boosting patrols. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Unified Police are asking for the public's help in finding suspects involved in a drive-by shooting. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the details.
Unified Police say a 20-year-old woman was left in critical condition after she was shot on Saturday. She's expected to recover, but police are now asking for help to find those responsible. They're looking for five suspects and an older black sedan, possibly a Kia. The shooting happened near 1500 West, 4200 South. Police have released photos of the suspects. You can find those on KSLNewsRadio.com. Unified Police ask anyone with information to call dispatch or the Violent Crimes Unit. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a new proposal in the Senate could incentivize people to return to the workforce. Boyd Matheson will join me live with details coming up. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We're seeing construction delays in Tooele County. This is on the southbound side of SR 36 getting to Mills Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
If they're hesitating, if they're vacillating back and forth, do I get it? Is it going to be too complicated? An uncertain voter rarely votes.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
This afternoon, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Kick off your summer of fun with family and friends at America's favorite car show. It's the Good Guys Second Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals, and it's all going down May 21st through the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Check out thousands of classic hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks, and don't miss the action-packed Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, a tire-smoking burnout competition, and a rowdy Nitro Thunder Fest Dragster Exhibition. It's all happening at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City, May 21st through the 23rd. We're the good guys. Get details and health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't. Unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This is the sound of a family of four, all working away on their devices. See, with Xfinity Internet, they now get Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to handle all the homework, work, and streaming they throw at it. So no more arguments over who's hogging the Wi-Fi. Oh, my bad. Xfinity delivers faster Wi-Fi speed to handle a house full of devices. Can your internet do that?
Learn more about our latest breakthrough, gig speed Wi-Fi, and all of our speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Now with double the speed included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus 50 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit Internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
KSL News Time, 1237. Senator Ben Sasse has a new proposal that could impact hiring in the U.S. Boyd Matheson joins me now with details. And Boyd, he's going to provide some incentives. What's this about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting approach. Of course, many people were devastated by the jobs numbers last week. It was off by about 750,000. interestingly, people broke it down and said, well, the incentive to stay at home and just receive that additional unemployment insurance check was greater than going out and getting the job. So what Senator Sasse is proposing in his bill, the National Signing Bonus Act, is to actually pay people a signing bonus up to 101% of their whatever their salary is over a 2-month period to prove that they're back in the workforce on the job and doing that job.
Right.
Yeah. And okay. So it's really kind of flipping it to say, no, we're not going to pay you money to stay at home. We're going to incent you to do the right thing. And the interesting argument for this particular bill is that initially you could say, well, having that extra federal money for those that were unemployed was probably the right thing early in the pandemic, where we were encouraging people to stay home and to stay isolated. And so those who didn't have a job or couldn't get a job, that made sense. We're at a completely different spot now. So to continue to say, well, we're going to give you the incentive to receive money and stay home isn't the right approach. So Senator Sass is saying, let's flip the script. Let's give them a bonus for actually getting back in the workforce and getting back to the job.
Okay, so what are the chances that Congress would approve this?
It'll be an interesting debate because it could actually impact the conversation as it relates to the infrastructure bill, the American Families Bill, and some of the other spending bills that the president is putting forward. So while I'm not real confident it's going to make it all the way to the president's desk, it should at least impact the debate on those things. And what are we actually doing to re-engage the workforce? Real interesting. I just heard an interview with Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs. Mm-hmm. He was working at a tugboat factory and was talking to the owner who said, I could hire 70 people today at over $15 an hour, somewhere between $15 and $20 an hour, but nobody will come. And so that's the problem, is when we don't have the right incentives to move things forward, then we continue to just kind of be stuck in the mire and the muck.
Well, it's good to have some good ideas, some new ideas out there, and at least some creative debate.
That's right. Changing the conversation, I think, is the big thing we have to do. Because until we do that, we're going to continue to give people exactly what they need to stay exactly where they are. And that doesn't help anybody
That's
in the end.
That's not going to work, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. KSL News Time, 1239. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what are you looking at?
Looking at a very good drive on the Valley freeways, including I-15 between Ogden and Provo. And that's north or southbound. But construction is causing delays for Tooele County drivers. And this is mostly on the southbound side of SR 36 Main Street between Lake Point, leaving I-80 down to Mills Junction. We still have crews cleaning up a couple of surface street crashes at 90th South, 2700 West, and one at about 30th West and 3700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on your forecast with Grant Wayman.
60s we go today. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 74 and sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, sunny and 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, officials say Salt Lake City's homeless response is working, but business owners say the crime, drugs, and other issues are getting worse. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has an in-depth look coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Dealership openings are like canyons. There are a lot of big ones, but there's really only one that's grand. You know, the one that makes you stop in your tracks and say, whoa. Fish's RV is having one of those. For our new location in Salt Lake, we're going for whoa. With the Fish's RV 100 Grand Opening Sales Event. To celebrate opening our doors, we're giving you the chance to win 100 grand at Fish's.com. You can enter today for a chance at a $100,000 payday. No purchase necessary, and details are all there on the site. But a truly grand opening means going all out. So from May 13th through the 15th, you'll get Mega May savings on select RVs. No payments till August on approved credit, fun family activities, and free food on Saturday, May 15th. And if you can't make it in person, you can still score all the best deals at Fishes.com. Do not miss the Fishes RV 100 Grand Opening, May 13th through the 15th at the new Fishes RV in Salt Lake City. Previously Access RV, where memories begin.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Tom is a 45-year-old father of three who had excruciating pain and burning in his feet. He was starting to shuffle when he walked and was relying on a cane for balance. Tom was on his feet all day for work, and the pain was unbearable by the end of the day. The pain kept him up most nights, so he relied on medication to fall asleep. But after just 2 neuropathy treatments, Tom was finally able to sleep through the night without medication. And after 3 weeks, he was back hiking with his family, chasing his kids around, and working all day without pain. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.375% 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis.
2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL Newstime, 1245, the three things you need to know this hour first.
High school seniors around Utah wanted to be in person celebrating with their classmates this school year. So high school graduation ceremonies are adapting. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, expect a lot of people traveling this Memorial Day weekend. AAA says many more people will take to the roads this year compared to last year. Still, fewer people will be traveling when compared to before the pandemic. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Construction is going to catch you on southbound Main Street, SR 36, as you go from Lake Point, leaving I-80, and make your way into Mills Junction in Tooele County. But I-15, traffic there rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, temperatures in the 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Virginia's governor, the latest to issue a state of emergency in his state over the dwindling gas supplies due to the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline. Earlier today, Georgia's governor, Brian Kemp, announced he's lifting the state's gas tax for this week.
Waiving these requirements on trucks and other things, it'll allow that fuel to continue to come more quickly than it can now.
The shortages and temporary shutdown due to the ransomware cyber attack on that pipeline last week. The major transport is an artery for critical fuel supplies from Texas to New England. The escalation between Israel and Hamas intensifying. Hamas says it's fired more than 130 rockets from Gaza in fresh fighting. The barrage of rockets aimed near Tel Aviv. Anti-air raid sirens are sounding. The militant group says in retaliation for Israel's deadly strikes in Gaza. Meantime, Israel says it launched strikes and hit the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander. Tensions are at the highest since 2014. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The business owners say crime, drugs, and other issues connected to homelessness are getting drastically worse along Salt Lake's North Temple. But city officials are trying to assure everyone that they are doing the best they can and that they are seeing positive results that other people might not see. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look.
Officials with Salt Lake City understand business owners along North Temple are fed up, and they say they understand why people feel the efforts to help the homeless population are not working. But Michelle Hoon with the city's homeless engagement and response team says change is coming.
I think that that change is going to happen in North Temple. I definitely believe that it will, but it can take some time to get there.
She says Utah has been going through a big increase in homelessness for a couple of years. Hoon says they like to give people in these camps advance warning and a chance to reach out for help before the camps are cleared out.
We've been trying to let people know, okay, the health department is coming through. We're going to make you leave this area, but we're trying to put services in front of them first.
According to Hoon, the city is taking a surgical approach to the issue. They've sent more city ambassadors to the street to find those who are having mental health problems or drug addiction issues, but those ambassadors have limited authority.
Ambassadors are kind of a go-between. They're sort of somewhere in between an outreach worker and a police officer. They aren't able to make people move. They don't have the authority to make somebody move.
According to the Pioneer Park Coalition, the city has a steep uphill battle ahead of it. Coalition Chair David Kelly says there are things making the problem worse. One, the drug cartels are coming back.
You're letting the wolves prey on those that need the help.
Two, Kelly says the homeless population is getting angrier. He says outside groups have berated city officials who are trying to clear the camps, and the anger is growing to the people living in them.
You're starting to see that get more into the encampment population, where it's not outside groups coming in saying you can't do that. It's the individuals in the encampment saying, you can't make me move, you can't do this.
And Kelly says even Good Samaritans are making the problem worse. Frequently, people with good intentions donate things like tents. Not understanding, those tents make it easier for people to avoid reaching out for shelter.
Somebody can go in and just disappear. They can go off the radar, if you will.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County Freeways and I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo, all looking good. No problems there. And you have good speeds. We do have construction causing slowdowns. This is southbound Main Street, SR-36 in Tooele County. This is between Lake Point at I-80 down to Stansberry Park. You will see the backups there with lane restrictions in place. And crews are still in the final cleanup stages of the earlier accident, 90th South, 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine in the mid-60s today. We hit 74 tomorrow and lots of sunshine. Sunny on Thursday, 83, and then 84 on Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 81. We get more cloud cover on Sunday, 75. A few showers that day, and then more clouds on Monday, and warm, 77. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A few clouds have moved in. The sun's gone behind the clouds here in downtown Salt Lake City, and 57 degrees. We do have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. The man accused of killing 8 people in Atlanta area massage businesses last month is being indicted on murder charges. Prosecutor filed the notice that she will also seek hate crime charges and the death penalty. Robert Aaron Long is accused of targeting the women. 6 of them are of Asian descent. KSL News Time, 1251.
Cindy Olson here. My friends at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo will help you get her the machine that sewing dreams are made of. Whether it's for your mom, sister, daughter, or the new graduate, the perfect gift for her is at Dave's Bernina. And now until May 18th, celebrate their free gift event with all machines specially priced, featuring 60 months no interest on specific models. Purchase a Bernina 880 or 790 plus machine and choose from one of the following incredible free gifts valued up to $3,150. A Bernina 460 overlocker, designer plus embroidery software, or a free Bernina 480 sewing machine. 25% off all Bernina accessories and much more. Remember, all new Berninas come with a 5-year warranty and free classes. And check out our used Berninas featuring a 2-year warranty. This sale is for you at Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. Follow us on Facebook.
There are air purifiers in all shapes and sizes, but have you heard about Active Pure from Biosafety Solutions? It's the one purifier that should come standard in every home, apartment, school, and indoor work environment. Why? You see, Active Pure technology destroys 99%+ of all viruses, bacteria, and even allergens in the air and on the surfaces of the area where it operates, including the COVID-19 virus and all its variants, along with any viruses we might see in the future. Yes, in the air and on every surface, every little nook and cranny in the room. It sounds like science fiction, but it's not. And it works all day, every day. The Active Pure has been tested repeatedly in laboratories and universities and has even been inducted into the NASA Hall of Fame. For the first 100 people that call, get a 20% discount. That's about $200 off the Active Pure system. Call right now. 801-997-9111. That's 801-997-9111.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 12:53. The cyber attack on that major fuel pipeline now starting to affect people in several states. Experts warn it could be the first of many more. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
It's a cyber attack that's hitting Americans in the wallet and the gas tank.
I have it in neutral, hoping that I don't run out before I get to the pump.
That woman, one of many in places like North Carolina, hoping they can fill up before their gas station runs out. The problem, last week's attack aimed at a key pipeline system.
Colonial Pipeline, which is responsible for 45% of the East Coast fuel, says it may not be fully back online until the end of the week, which energy analysts say could potentially affect prices and supplies for millions of consumers.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The FBI is blaming a Russian hacker group for the ransomware used in the attack. And former Homeland Security Deputy Chief of Staff Elizabeth Newman warns.
For the last year, we've seen a lot of focus on hospitals and other types of critical infrastructure where data is really critical. And so I think what we see in the Colonial Pipeline is just the tip of the iceberg. We're likely to see more of this.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. YouTube plans to pay $100 million to creators who use YouTube Shorts, its TikTok competitor, throughout the next year. Now, the goal is to encourage creators to pick up and continually post to its new service. The one caveat is that their videos have to be original content. Crocs is giving away free shoes to healthcare workers. The company is giving away 10,000 pairs of shoes a day for 5 days as part of National Nurses Week. KSL Drives. Ford is extending shutdowns at several assembly plants nationwide because of an ongoing global semiconductor shortage. Economic experts say a problem right now with the auto industry in general is the disruption in supply chains. They say if there is limited use of the new car inventory, used car inventory is also going to be tight. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 466 points, sitting at 34,277. S&P 500 down by 36. The NASDAQ down by 7 points. The Atlantic hurricane outlook for 2021 is predicting a very active year for tropical storms.
North America's climate this year is shifting toward a pattern that favors storms that stay out of the western Gulf of Mexico and instead move up the east coast. That's bad news for Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Not such bad news for the traveling public across the rest of the country, since the majority of offshore oil rigs and refining operations are concentrated in the western Gulf.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting from Texas.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.